Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. So, you know, the thing started. All right. Now, the chart for on astro.com has him as a...
You have the chart pulled up? You want to share it in the screen?
I have it. They have him as a Taurus rising, sun, a Taurus sun with a Leo moon. Honestly, I can see the Leo. I got, and he has Mars in Leo as well on that, on the astro chart.
In the 1931 chart.
Yes, in the 1931 chart. So, when it comes to the Leo energy, that's really not a red flag right there for me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me play you something real quick. So they go to his hometown, and he starts talking about when he was a little kid. The first thing they say is this.
When I was a child, I was very shy, insecure. My mother was very overprotective with me, and I was a dreamer. I was always dreaming.
Mm-hmm. Stop Pisces,
right
duh.
Wait, stop right there. Stop right there. Let me ask you something. And be honest with me. Does shy sound like sun in the first house?
No, absolutely not. Unless it's Virgo, I would think.
But it's Taurus.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. Tauruses are very...
Fixed sun, fixed earth,
yeah.
Stubborn.
Yeah, they have a presence in the room, I would say.
Put that in the first house.
Sun in the house, I don't think is shy. I think sun in the house will likely shine, no matter what.
That's what I'm thinking. So, that's a red flag for me, right? And then, what else did he say in that statement?
Well, the
dreamer.
The key word for me that I associated him immediately with Pisces was the dreamer, which I think is, I don't think I would ever put Taurus as a dreamer ever in my entire life. I mean, unless it has like a lot of like Piscean influence.
Well, why are you talking about Pisces? Because the 1932.
Yes.
We never said when is his birthday. They say his birthday is in 1932.
Right, you're right. So the Wikipedia birth date is March 9th, 1932. And then the one that, you know, that's floating around with birth certificate after the documentary is April 22nd, 1931.
Yes.
And I just want to add, I actually have
April 25th. You said 25th?
April 22. It's April 25th?
April 25th, 1931.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I have a trusted source that I actually, that this person, you know, knew Walter Mercado at one point in their life, like, you know, personally. And I asked, you know, do you know if this date, the 1932, is accurate? Because, you know, I spoke about, you know, how there's a birth certificate floating around, whatever. And the person told me that he was very secretive about his birthday. Like, he was kind of like very personal about it. He wouldn't really share that with a lot of people, but that he knew for a fact that the birthday would be that Walter would be turning 88 this year. So it's 2020, you subtract 88, and that would give you 1932.
And that would 1932?
Yeah, that's the 1932.
Okay.
The one that the chart that I agree with, that you pulled up when you were like looking through his releasing and all of that.
Yeah.
That's the chart that I agree with, where the sun is in Pisces, Mars is in Pisces, the moon is in Aries in the sixth house.
Yeah. And so I was just bringing that up. So to say the reason we talking about Pisces is because the date that they're saying his birthday is in Pisces, and he just said he was a dreamer as a little kid.
Yeah.
Another thing, when learning astrology, I learned that children are their rising, show more of their rising sign until they get toward teenage, and then the sun sign starts coming out and showing, right?
I've heard that
too. What'd you say?
I've heard that too.
All right. So I take that into account when this part came up.
One day a bird fell in the jar and he was dying. And I took the bird and I began to pray and to giving life to that bird. A neighbor was watching. And I said, "You are going to live, little bird. You are going to live." And suddenly the bird started to flap its wing and I started to get better and it began to fly. And the lady said, "Oh, this boy has the grace of God to help and to heal people."
Now, healing.
Pisces,
yes. I put healing as a water sign. And if you, as the sign, what sign rules death and regeneration?
Scorpio.
And as a kid, a bird died, he brought it back to life, and all of a sudden, people were coming around trying to touch him, because he was known as a healer.
Yeah. Which goes with the Scorpio rising.
Scorpio on the rising sign.
Yeah. Oh, I like how you came up with that. I like your interpretation for that.
Thanks.
The bird that died and then he healed it with his arms.
Isn't that Scorpio?
Absolutely.
And what is it? Scorpio is represented by the phoenix, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, now, at this point, I'm really kind of questioning what I'm seeing in the chart, right?
I would also add that I think that the Scorpio rising fits because...
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.